As usual at this time, the W. Lee O'Daniel Flower Company of Fort Worth, Texas, is proud to present its president, Pat O'Daniel, and his hillbilly boy.
Yes, sirree. Thank you very much, Leon. Once again, the W. Lee O'Daniel Flower Company of Fort Worth, Texas, manufacturers of that famous hillbilly flower, are bringing you these rip-snorting, wide-awake hillbilly boys in a 15-minute program.
Yeah.
And I'm going to turn the first part of the program over to Mickey Wicky and Little Horace.
Yeah, we got him now.
Oh, gee, I wonder what he's going to do.
I can't figure it out. Can you?
Yeah, I know. It's a banjo number.
Oh, Chinese.
Yeah, Chinese breakdown.
Boys, for helping me out, and thank you, Mickey Wicky and Little Horace, for introducing my number for me in that formal way. And now, getting on down to the program, we're going to ask Leon, the Texas Songbird, to come over here and sing his number on the program, and he's going to sing you that old-fashioned way. I love you in June or December in that old sweet fashioned way. Now in my heart, you know you'll always be dear. No other can take your place. You'll always be mine till the end of time in that old fashioned way. In that old sweet fashioned way. I love you in June or December in that old sweet fashioned way. Now in my heart, you know you'll always be.
difference in price between low-grade cheap flour and pure, unadulterated hillbilly amounts to very little on a whole year's supply, because statistics show that each person in the United States uses less than one barrel of flour in a year in all forms. Good, pure, wholesome food is what builds strong, healthy minds and bodies. Economize on other things, but build your body and brain out of the best material available. It is impossible to manufacture a better flour than hillbilly.
Please pass the biscuits, Pat.
Yeah. Thank you very much, Leon. Now, let's see what we're going to have here on the program. It's going to be a harmony number.
Yeah.
Yes, sirree, we've had many requests for this harmony number coming up here to be sung by Leon the Texas Songbird and Horace the Little Lovebird.
Yeah, I've been on this too.
Well, boys, I hope you can get through this number without laughing. You know how you boys get when you get to looking at each other. So come on up here and sing this number entitled Roundup Time in Texas.
When it's roundup time in Texas and the boom is on the stage, they'll all to be in Texas back riding on the range. Just smell the bacon frying when it's sizzling in the pan. Get a breakfast on in the early morning, drink coffee from a can. Just riding, rocking, roping, sound leather all day long. Just waiting, sweating, swearing, listen to a cowhand song. I beckon and I reckon I work for anyway. To the free again, to the free again, when the bloom is on the stage. I'm in Texas and bloom is on the stage. They'll all to be in Texas back riding on the range. Just smell the bacon frying when sizzling in the pan. Hear the breakfast corn in the early morning, drink coffee from a can. Just riding, rocking, roping, pound leather all day long. Just swaying, sweating, swearing, listen to how I'm song. I beckon and I reckon I work for anyway. Till we see again when the bloom is on the stage.
Well, thank you very much, boys. That was good. And now we're going to have, what are we going to have here? It's going to be Horace.
That's
yes, sirree. Leon, let's read that poem after this next number. You know, kind of getting the mood here for this poem. It's going to be read by Mickey Wickey after this next song to be sung by Horace the Little Lovebird. Horace says, I'll never let you cry.
I'll never let you cry over me. You'll never know how nice I can be. I'll never tell you how much I'm in love. You'll never know who I'm thinking of. I'll never let you stand in the rain. I'll never keep you waiting in vain. I'll never tell you how much I'm in love. I'll never let you cry. I'll never let you cry over me. You never know how nice I can be. I'll never tell you how much I'm in love. You'll never know who I'm thinking of. I'll never let you stand in the rain. I'll never never keep you waiting in vain. I'll never bring a tear to your eye. I'll never let you cry.
Yes, sir, the surprise of the day, ladies and gentlemen. It's Mickey Wickey going to read a poem.
Yay!
Yes, sir. A poem that was composed by our dad, Governor W. Leo Daniel, and he composed this poem September the 7th, 1934. Mickey Wickey, you come over here and read this poem entitled Finding Fault.
He was always finding fault. He was always finding fault. No matter what you did, he was always finding fault.
When you wake up in the morning, do you start to finding fault, criticizing and complaining, saying folks don't earn their salt? Do you scold your wife and children, those who love you best of all? Do you complain about the breakfast while you read the morning call? Then while driving to your office, do you cuss the traffic jam, crowd the autos, scare pedestrians, showing people who I am? All day long you fuss and flutter, showing, sowing sandburrs, mud and muck. When your fortune overlooks you, you start in to cuss your luck. Well, folks, there are such people, and you cannot change their ways. But perhaps you can avoid them, so they cannot cloud your days. You can keep on sowing gladness. You can keep on doing good. You can keep on singing, smiling, while you keep on sawing wood.
Thank you very much, Mickey Wickey. That was all right. You know, we've had some letters come in here to the Hillbilly Boys, and they said that they like to hear Mickey Wickey read these poems, and he reads them so well. That's why we like to have him to read them for everybody listening to the program.
Yeah.
And to get on here, well, we've got a number coming up. It's going to be a... Yeah, I can tell it's going to be a fiddle number. I hear Mickey Wickey tuning up. He's going to come over here and give you a good old breakdown. And I believe Leon's going to call it. Or are you going to sit this
one?
Leon's going to sit this one out unless Horace gets up enough wind to call him, or somebody does around here in the band. So let's go Mickey Wickey with the Devil's Dream. Mickey Wickey, and Mickey Wickey likes to saw his fiddle half and two on that number.
Yeah.
And remember, folks, if you want to show your appreciation of these programs, well, just don't forget to buy a sack of hillbilly flour the next time you go to your store to get some flour. Remember, that name is Hillbilly. So until you hear us again through the medium of your radio, this is Pat O'Daniel and all the Hillbilly Boys saying so long.
I like my music, grow my music, played by the real hillbilly band. I like red fish, big white fluffy fish, hillbilly fries, so make some grand. So I will sing and play and try to make folks happy. We hope you'll say, please pass the biscuits, Pappy. We'll see you in bed. Got a card of red, go dangling, hillbilly band.
This program was brought to you through the courtesy of the W. Leo Daniel Flour Company of Fort Worth, Texas, in appreciation of your patronage of Hillbilly products.